I like this up a wee bit. It's hard to get. Oh. Ah, fuck it, dude.
I got gaslit by the Starbucks employee there.
Man, that was an intense session of gaslighting there.
It really was. It was very intense. I just wanted to get a coffee. I want to get a double espresso, which is the drink that you choose for when you're not fucking around.
Yes.
You just want the energy. You're not there for the taste. And, you know, I thought I'd have a wee treat to myself. Uh-huh. Wee treat day, you know. Day off work. I've been putting
Hey, brother, you deserve it.
Been putting the
You've been working hard.
Man. For the man.
You've been grinding
woman,
harder.
My boss is a woman, but...
Yes. but the man is...
Yeah, corporate.
Yes,
corporate.
Yes, corporate, yeah.
Been putting my fucking ass...
There's a shift in. You've been doing really well.
I've just been bending over all week for big corporate and they've been fucking me Monday to Friday. So I'm off today and I thought I'm going to go ahead and get myself a wee strawberry and white chocolate shortbread. Because what better way to bring in the weekend than that? Great performer, by the way. Yes. Apparently an amazing light show.
Very good, yeah.
But yeah, I was there and I was just like, oh, can I have a double espresso and then one of them wee white chocolate and strawberry shortbread.
Yeah,
right?
That's all you said.
That's
by
all
the way.
I said. Now I'm glad you were there. Yes. Honestly, right? Because
you thought you were losing your mind.
The thing with gaslighting is that if someone's very charismatic about it, they can truly make you believe a reality doesn't exist. And this woman that worked in Starbucks, this demon, she fully had me convinced that she put first of all two cookies in a bag, and I was like, "Is this a freebie?
Yeah.
Why am I getting this?" And then I was like, "Sorry, I didn't order this." And it was a pumpkin spiced cookie.
I seen the guy lift it. I was like, who's that for?
Now, the words pumpkin spice or cookie didn't leave my mouth.
No.
Right?
No.
But then she gave it to me. And then whenever I said that, she looked at me like I was crazy. Yeah. And I was like, Tim, back me up here, please.
No, you didn't say it
did
at
I
all.
Did I say any of these words?
But you know what I think? Do you know what I think happened? I think that was a delivery order or something. Because you didn't pay for it, but they gave you your money back. I don't think you paid for it.
I don't know what's happened.
Because you only paid like $3.60 and you got a double espresso and a cookie. That's going to be $3.60 in Starbucks.
So did I finesse by corporate? Or
I think you finessed by corporate. But then she handed you a pink drink and I was like, oh no, they think the pink shortbread was a drink order. And then I didn't think you were going to get the espresso.
Yeah, nobody claimed the pink drink.
No.
Now to be fair, if you're a grown man and...
getting a pinkity drink.
And they throw you, like this thing was like, fucking bright pink, like it was like Yazoo pink.
It was like a TikTok drink.
And they threw it down on the counter and it was all dudes.
Yeah.
And everyone kind of looked at each other as if, who the fuck ordered that? Yeah.
I don't know if I did order it, I don't know if I would left it.
No, I would...
I'd be like, sorry, I ordered a double espresso.
I would look around and be like, this is for my wee sister.
Yes.
And then leave.
Yes, and then leave and continue to drink it as I leave the cafe. But no, man, then she got real passive aggressive with me too. I tried ordered the decaf blonde roast.
Yeah.
She was like, man, that's more caffeine. I was like, no, but I want Anyway, it was a very, very confusing experience. I was very sad about the
whole
thing.
A lot of trauma to unpack
there.
Yeah,
she was like, man, she spoke to me like I had never ordered a... She was like, man, you don't understand, obviously, so I'll just explain.
Yeah, and to be honest with you, I didn't realize you were as seasoned of a coffee drinker. Like, I know you go for coffee a lot, but I didn't think you, like, dug into it.
Oh, no.
When you were talking to me today about fruity notes, I was like, what the fuck is that?
Yeah. No, the place you work has fruity notes. It's got blackcurrant undertones.
I've never had a note reach my tongue. Like, I've never like, felt a note and been like, oh, yeah, it's a strong, that's a good old note there. No, just hit my fucking buds.
Do you know what I thank for that? Do you know that coffee subscription I used to get?
Yeah.
They broke down the flavor profile of every bag of coffee.
So bag of coffee?
What?
Okay.
Every bag of coffee.
Yes.
So I would read into the coffees. I was like, we hint of chocolate in that?
There's one at work that has cola notes.
Right.
Which, so does that mean like if you're a seasoned enough coffee drinker, you like take a gulp of this and you can taste Pepsi Max?
Why would you want cola notes in your coffee?
Yeah, this well, thing? That, here.
Sounds excessive.
Slander there coming in with absolute facts.
Yeah, you know him from last week, folks. The fucking main man, the slan man.
The slan man.
Fresh off the boat.
Yeah.
Because he just woke up. The slanner.
Fresh off the boat, eh?
Slanner, you enjoy a wee skateboard sesh, don't you? I seen your Instagram story this week.
Yeah, the cake flows have been giving me the confidence boost before doing stand-up. It's good.
Yeah.
It's a good way to like get yourself pumped.
You got a few... Slanner was talking about he was like... very happy about the Irish followers that he was getting.
Oh, nice.
Week. Yeah. I was actually going to like mention it. I got like 30, 30 new followers. And
well, yeah,
they're all Irish followers, and it seems like amazing, and I already feel really loved.
Yeah,
man,
and it feels great.
Man,
they love you, man.
They do love you. And I also find it so fascinating that you do kickflips to prepare for a stand-up comedy show. That's amazing.
I just wank and watch the gambling channel.
Yeah, whatever gets you prepared, man.
Yeah.
Sometimes I'll some comedians will be like, oh yeah, I can't eat before a gig. It just like kind of like gets me off my like center. And I'm just like, I have a full carbonara.
Yeah.
I'm like fucking Don Rickles. I don't give a fuck. Carb me up. Get me on that stage and I'll release that.
Yeah. I just really hope that one day I'll just be like, really like, fuck my gig list and be like, oh, there goes my set.
See, that's the thing. If you screw up the kickflips, are you like, I gotta cancel this show, or do you go ahead?
It's bad juju.
Yeah, I haven't got to that stage yet. I think you just gotta go full confidence and hopefully just land everyone.
Yeah.
I seen you were doing a set. You done a set there this week?
Yeah, I've done a couple this week. Two.
How'd they go?
They went all right, but like it's just still keep on getting mixed reviews, and had my first like proper heckle yesterday.
Okay. Ooh, right. Yeah. Okay, tell us what happened.
Well, like I started like doing my bits about just like how like, oh, they have too many lines on their like football t-shirt, and some guy was just going like, just completely interrupting me. And then like at some point I just like had a moment of pause, and he's like, oh, you can like joke about me if you like, or said something like that. And I just told him to like shut the fuck up and brought the room. Like the room just was so silent. I was just like, fuck. And
how many people were in the audience that night?
Ooh, maybe like 35.
Okay. 30. Shut the fuck up's a little aggressive.
Yeah, no, it was. Yeah. Lesson learned.
Like if you were in like a 100-seater and you said shut the fuck up, the audience would probably get right behind you.
Right.
30 people are like, is this a social experiment? What the fuck is this? Am I just winning some people fight now? Or?
And because I didn't acknowledge it after, I kind of just went into my set and I was like, fuck. Next time, definitely acknowledge it. If tell someone shut the fuck up, Slanner, at least make a joke after.
Slanner, I'm not going to give you any comedy tips because I don't have any, but I'm going to tell you one thing.
This guy reviews comedy now, though. This guy watches comedy like he works for fucking Chortle. This guy will sit and watch like people at Top Secret and be like, oh, it was an alright joke.
Someone that's a seasoned veteran will come off and I'll be like, I think that bit needs a bit of work, but all the best with it anyway. No, but what I was going to say, you never make a mistake if you learn from it. Yeah. If you take all them mistakes, man, you learn from it, you'll be the best comic in the world.
Thanks.
Yeah. No worries, brother.
Unless you have like an unplanned pregnancy or something, you'll not learn from that.
No. Well,
you just have to raise a kid.
You learn not to do it again.
No, well, it's too late. You're an old boy.
Well, fair enough. But McCann, you had a big
pregnancy
comedy
scare. No. Okay.
Big.
No, well, I didn't think we were telling people about that, but you had a big. Imagine if you did.
No, man.
Part of me be like, oh,
no,
good content,
no.
The other part of me be like, full on.
Yeah, guys, sub to the Patreon where I'm teaching my child to say dada for the first time.
Man, we can't bring a child into the flat. Like.
I can't bring a child into this world.
Yes.
Not because how scary it is, but because of how shite of a dad I would be at this current stage of my life.
No, man, you'd be good.
Nah, I'd be like a good crack dad, but too good a crack.
Aye.
Like, he'd probably end up smoking pot when he was like 12.
When it comes to actually raising the child, right?
Yes.
He probably wouldn't go to school or something. He'd just be sitting.
But like, dad, I'm not going to school today. I'm like, whatever the fuck you want. Society's fucking crippled from the inside in anyway.
Yeah, the education system's corrupted,
yeah,
right?
Exactly.
You said there.
Yeah, just sit and read Reddit all day. Find out what the government's really at.
But no, I wasn't speaking about your pregnancy scare. I was speaking about your...
That didn't happen, by the way.
No.
Mom, in case you're listening.
Yes.
I haven't bucked anybody here.
No.
So...
That's also another bit of info. But no, you had your comedy night.
Yeah, I had a first night of Stop the World Comedy Club. Shout out to everyone that came to that. Shout out to everyone that bought a ticket.
We
sold it out first night.
You know what I mean?
And it was a fucking great night. What I will say, had a few audience members tell me that the room itself is a bit of a sweat box. So we're going to try and maybe get a fan in, maybe. Maybe I'll employ a guy to blow on everyone the whole night.
Right.
You know, just anything that'll loosen people up a little bit more. But this is the thing, whenever you're running a gig, which I've never done before in my life up until this week.
Yes.
There's just so much more stress that comes over it compared to just going up and telling 20 minutes of dick jokes. So I definitely want to keep it going. And I think we have a nice little thing going here.
Mm.
But I think I'm going to give it another few months at the Marcus, see how it goes. And then if I feel like, you know, it's maybe too small, we can always go somewhere else.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah. Because you kind of want room to grow as well. You want to have like a place to, but it was the first night. I really enjoyed it. all the acts done well. It was Vittorio fell off the stage.
Yeah,
quite hilarious. Yeah,
yeah.
And then he smashed it, so it obviously helped him. But yeah. We had a fan. I was sitting right in front of a fan, so I was enjoying myself.
What was their name?
Stephen. Stephen, actually. I was actually, to be fair, a lot of people. There was a guy, Danny, beside, big podcast listener. Shout out Danny, the rower from the front row that you thought was me.
Nice.
Yeah, he said rowing, and everyone's like, oh, that's obviously Tim. He never shuts up about rowing. But no, I met a lot of lovely, nice podcast listeners.
Yeah, shout out to Danny, who came by himself as well. I respect that. Yeah. I respect people going to do shit by themselves. You know what I mean? You like your own company. You don't need other people to be there for certain things you enjoy.
Yeah, no. But I also think that. Like you attract that as well, because like when I went to your work in progress at Top Secret, like there were like a lot of people who came by themselves, and I think that's sick. It just shows that you really do have like a really core.
Yeah, that's a fact.
Core base.
Yeah. That's a fact. And he was buzzing for the show. He's going back home actually in a couple of weeks. He was saying yeah, he was loving it, and he recognized me by my voice, which I found very odd.
Yeah.
Because I was just standing there, and then he asked, oh, where's the room? And he was like, oh, Tim, just weird. It's weird that we speak on this, and then just people, know our voice. It's a bit mad.
Yeah, exactly. And it's
a fascinating concept.
I was sitting in the house by myself, which I shouldn't probably do ever. And I just can't stay in the house, man. I just hate it.
You can't stay in the house. It's actually going to become probably a bit of an issue further down the line. It's not too bad now because there's loads of things to do.
But that's what I mean. I just love doing stuff.
I'll ring you some night and you'll be like, Tim, I went to London now because I just had to do something. I had to like experience something. But that's the thing with this city. There's so much to do.
Yeah. For a junkie like myself.
Yeah.
There's
a lot of experience.
There's a lot of experience to soak up.
Yeah. 100%. Like that night we went walking. When was that? That was after the last podcast.
Yeah, that's right.
We went walking and we just kept walking.
We just kept walking and we walked fucking...
We walked a long way.
It was a lot. Like, you're talking about 7 tube stops, I would say.
Yeah, for sure. Ended up from like way out where we live right into the center. Then we sat down and had a drink and there was a mouse at my foot.
Yeah, we had a creamy boy on the Tower Bridge, which is a Guinness.
Creamy boy.
Yeah. Slanner, yeah.
What? A creamy boy.
Like a Guinness.
Yeah.
We had a creamy boy at London Bridge and, sure enough, my spidey senses were tingling and then there was a rat appeared.
Yes.
Scurrying, little vermin across the...
I know, such horrible animals. I've seen so many rats and I grew up on a farm. Like, I was used to seeing rats, but in London, I see them popping outside of Sainsbury's and they can jump, they can climb walls, man. They're like spiders.
It's so funny because I don't know if it actually did scurry across your feet or if you felt like the briefest sensation in your foot and went, that's the fucking rat.
Yeah.
But man, the jolt that you give, like the fucking, like you'd swear this guy got shot by a fucking 50 cal sniper rifle.
Man.
Rifle?
Rafer? No, I was sitting there and so I felt like a little tickle. I felt like a little tickle on my leg and I just went, and like, it just covered me.
It was only second though to the biggest reaction you gave this week, which was the boys were wrestling in the house. You know what I mean? he wanted to square up to the big dog and I thought, here we go.
Yeah.
And I had to, put him in his place.
Yeah.
And, to show who the alpha male.
Yes. That's a fact.
And you pushed me, man. And you got that fucking, you got it back in you like a shelf. You know, sometimes you put your force in it. Yeah. And I ended up rumbling and tumbling on my ass. But I like rolled backwards and nearly went into the glass table.
The glass
table.
Man,
I've never heard your voice go to that pitch in my life. Like the scream that you let out?
Because I seen you roll and I was like, he's going to come tumbling down, feet through the glass table.
Imagine I went through a glass table.
Well, we've only had it 2 weeks. So I was that table is really useful. Like just to eat. You know what I mean? Just to eat.
You ever think about how useful tables are?
Man,
underrated. Yeah.
We're on one right now.
If you had to lose one for the rest of your life, what would you rather lose? Chairs or tables?
Oh, wow.
Yeah.
Table.
No.
Oh, really?
Yeah, yeah.
I disagree. Because if you lose... You're keeping the table, sorry, or you're losing the table?
No, I'm losing the table.
I totally agree. Because, a chair, you can turn into a table. Like, if you're on a sofa, you can, have your dinner on it. Whereas you can't sit... you can't sit on the table, but...
It's weird.
Yeah. And if it's glass, you might go through it.
That's also true. But I seen you swing around... and I seen the force coming down, but I don't know. I still to this day don't think you accurately timed that. Yeah. I think you got very lucky.
Yeah, I did.
You got very lucky.
I did. But someone, by the way, described me in the most like, so they described me and I was like, this is factually inaccurate.
Right.
Someone called me Dainty this week.
Mm. You told me this.
I am not.
So incorrect. Yeah. It's unreal.
If I had to be categorized in any way, the Dainty category would be.
You're nowhere near
the
Dainty. I'm nowhere near the Dainty category.
No.
Definitely not. Slanner might be. He's in the Dainty side.
Like, compared, what is Dainty?
Compared to us. No, just like, you know, you're like smooth. And
is there one that turns out Aaron just invented? Same as the creamy boy.
No, creamy boy.
This is just.
I don't actually know what the definition of Dainty is.
It's,
but it's not us.
It's like, you know it when you see it.
Like soft handed.
I do have soft hands.
Here, what about you buying them nuts from that woman?
Oh my God. What a scam artist she was. Caramelized nuts?
In London? In the, have you ever had them, Slanner?
Caramelized what?
Nuts? Nuts?
I don't think I have.
It's like it's like a wee woman. Well, there's woman and men sell them. There was a stall that actually didn't have a guy or a girl.
Yeah, it was just lying there.
Yeah, you could just grab the nuts yourself. But they were £3 a pop. McCann bought them, took one, and you were like, they just like
leaping.
Wait, where do they sell them? Just like on the street?
Yeah, on the street.
Oh, is it the one where they smell them up as well a lot? Like you smell them from like miles away.
Yeah.
They burn some on purpose, like, so then they attract people.
What was the process of smelling them up? Before
confused.
They give it to you, they just stick their nose in it.
When you first said smell them up, I was like, no, I don't remember doing that. But whenever you said you can smell them from far away, you can.
Yeah, you can smell them from far away.
There's a pungent smell of caramel.
There is. Yeah. There's some places like that, you know, you can smell them from miles off. KFC has that strong smell.
Yes.
You know, if you could be like 20 minutes away from a KFC and smell it.
Yeah.
You can smell the boneless banquet right down the
street. That's a fact. And there's also a road at home. It's a bit niche, but there's a road at home that when you're driving on it, you can smell McDonald's chips. But you're actually mad.
Well, you're driving by. You can
you're driving by. You open the windows. Me and my sister do this game. We're like, oh, who can smell the chips first? Either we're both
having
an
easy game. You just go, oh, I smell the chips. And then how can you prove that's right or wrong?
It's just like, oh, do you smell the chips today? And then she's like, no, I don't. I'm like, oh.
Wait, so different days of the week you can smell the chips?
Yeah, just like whatever day they're obviously cooking them.
Man, I'm sorry to say, you might have COVID.
Yeah, we might. But this was ages ago. I don't even know if COVID existed, but...
It still doesn't. Read into it.
Here, man, I was reading into it. I was on the tube today. You were there also. Do you remember? Good crack.
We on the tube.
Tube, yes, yeah, that one.
With and the dudes.
I was reading the newspaper, and it said there's a lot of what's the heated tension?
Oh, yes.
Between the mask wearers and the non-mask not wearers.
Well, any tension on the tube is heated because the place is a fucking sauna.
Man, that tube is ridiculous.
That Victoria Line.
Yeah, but the District Line has aircon, which I'm a big fan of.
Yeah, they should all have it. Yeah, it's disgusting.
It's a horrible experience.
I love, whenever you're in the tube, right, do you like stare at people?
Yeah,
I look at everyone who's on it and I register every face.
Oh yeah. I'm like, what do you do for a living?
Yeah. So some interesting characters you come across, like.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You know, and I feel like there's a thing where you can only see people in your dreams that you've already seen.
Yeah.
And like, because we live in a town of like, what is it, like 18,000 people?
Where'd you pull that from?
I think that's actually correct.
Is that actually right?
Almost like 18,000 people, right?
Yeah.
Slanner, can you do me a favor? Pull this up, Slanner.
Yeah.
I feel can you go on google.com and look up OMA population and tell me what it is?
Wait, what population?
OMA? O-M-A-G-H.
I know, random, isn't it? You said to Slanner as if he wouldn't know what Google is. He's like, man, can you go on google.com? Just check that out. The big
website.
He
might be a Bing guy. You don't know. You don't want to assume someone's search
that's
engine.
That's fair. Ask Jeeves.
It is 19,659.
Oh, that wasn't far off. Oh, sorry, you want that too?
Yeah, so like...
Oh, and that was in 2011, so by now it's probably way bigger. Wait, let me...
Oh, yeah, fair. Yeah. 2011?
Why are they only showing... Yeah, why is it so...
Why are they only showing the population in 2011? But go on, tell your story before we forget.
It's not even a story, more an observation. But it's like, you know, you only see a certain amount of faces. So in your dreams, like you might get... some weird people appear in your dreams sometimes where it's like you haven't even spoke to them in years. Maybe you weren't even that friendly with them at school.
Yeah.
But they're a character in your dream.
And you wonder why they've why they're in your dream, but you probably like subconsciously seen them.
Yeah.
But isn't that...
But out here, far more people
man,
for the dreams.
Man, that's a fascinating concept, you know? Yeah. Because...
Yeah. Am I Brian Cox?
And man, exactly. At home, you think you're probably going... You're most likely to see everyone you come across at home again. Yes. Whereas out here, you probably won't see any of them again. It's not because there's so many people out here.
Yeah.
So you're constantly being passed by just random people that they're just in your life for like 5 seconds.
Yeah, and I'm constantly being passed by on Tinder.
Man, Tinder's a tough grind out here.
Man, it is. You gotta put on a full fucking shift to get a match out here.
I don't know. I think mine must be turned off. I think mine mustn't be working.
I've got the there's no one around you. And I'm like, I'm in fucking London.
I know. I thought there'd be loads of people around me. But then, I don't know. We're in quite a quiet area, I guess.
Tinder
but.
Sometimes would try and wingman me and be like, maybe you should add something to your bio. And I'm like, oh yeah, that's the reason I'm not getting...
Here, they're not even looking at my bio.
Yeah.
I don't think. I don't know what it is. Hinge is okay. Like, Hinge is a bit different because you can actually see, like, you can find people with similar interests. Yeah. I like that. Tinder's a bit dead, man.
Well, Tinder's just immediately like, would you fuck this person right now in this moment? Yes or no? Well, there's Hinge is more like, eh, there's not an instant attraction, but they do like,
They row.
Robot wars?
Yes. Their specialist subject is robot wars. Oh, that was a great show, by the way. That was a great show. I'm pretty sure we done a full episode on robot wars.
Yeah.
Which is which is a weird concept in itself.
A great show, though.
Yeah, oh, it's a fantastic show. And the guy that presents it, was it? Welcome to Robot Wars. What did you call him?
I can't even remember his name.
He was in Emmerdale too.
He used to wear a big massive coat.
He was like, welcome.
Fuck, I was a big aisle coat.
Yeah, what was the phrase that he said?
Welcome to Robot Wars?
Slanner, can you pull this up? Just look it up on YouTube, just Robot Wars intro. Because I'm pretty sure, what do you call him?
It's Jonathan Pierce, the guy's name.
Can we get audio off the laptop, Slanner?
Ooh, yeah, let's see.
Jonathan Pierce? I thought he was a triple jumper.
What about that documentary we watched last night, man?
Oh, man.
We were like scanning through Netflix to put on a film, and we managed to narrow it down to five films.
45 minutes.
And then I was like, oh, you delete one, I'll delete one. Then we had a couple of choices, and then we ended up just going, let's watch this documentary about professional tennis player Marty Fish.
I didn't like that concept. You thought it was Marty Bird this morning. But I didn't like that concept that you picked four films, I picked one. We got the delete one, and you just deleted mine straight away. I was like, how does this game work? You're like, oh man, we should put this one there. This one's on the list. And then I was like, oh, what about that Jason Momoa film? And you're like, yeah, yeah.
I saw him the other day. I literally saw Jason Momoa the other day.
He's in London at the minute. Mom tagged me in a picture of him and Zara. I was like, yeah. I love Jason.
It's so funny though because like, you know, he's such a larger than life fucking superstar, right?
Yeah.
And I'm drinking outside an Irish bar.
Yeah.
Right?
And he was just outside?
His car, like, so the bar itself is on, like, Soho Square, and, like, it's a big, nice park and all, and this flex, big, massive, fuck-off car pulls up, and he gets out of it and fucking starts walking with a bunch of security, and immediately people were, like, screaming, like, on four! Adam, you know what I mean? Like, can you imagine just being that guy and walking about?
I don't know, like, I would probably scream, Aquaman! I love Aquaman.
He is Thor, right?
No. Wait, I just passed over what you said. Wait, did you see Jason Momoa or Thor?
No, they were shouting some fucking, I don't know, I don't watch that.
Marvel stuff. Well, we tried to watch it last night, but shout out that we'll not mention her name because we'll not be back. The guy just literally went closed.
Yeah, yeah. And I was like, wait, there's people buying tickets right now. And he's like, closed.
I was like, well, we'll be back at the Odeon using our limitless passes.
Fucking right.
Absolutely.
But yeah, it's just, wait, what superhero does he play then?
He plays Aquaman.
I don't even like. They were like shouting some shit at him, and I was like, "Poor guy."
Oh, he's in Game of Thrones as well. He's the
okay.
He's in the DC universe. He's not Marvel.
So
Thor's Marvel. So sorry, is Thor Marvel? Yeah, Thor's Marvel, right?
What blasphemy from me there?
I actually didn't even hear what you said, but I would have made more of a joke about it. I didn't know what they were shouting at him.
I just feel bad for the guy though, because just all these guys in like fucking like Gatoff screaming at him. And I'm like, this guy could probably fuck all your girlfriends.
He's so handsome.
And
like,
you do nothing.
He's so handsome, like.
Yeah, like, he's a hot dude.
If you were to ask a girl to describe, like, a hot guy.
Yeah.
They would most likely describe him.
Yeah, because he's like a...
he's massive.
Yeah, that's what it is. Like, he could build IKEA furniture.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. You know? He could. Yeah. Without getting sore knees.
He could build the headboard and then put you through it. That's...
What a waste of building it.
Yeah, but... Yeah.
Is there any point? But, the tennis documentary... And also, we do have a tab open on Robot Wars, but...
That's true.
Yeah. Well, I'll just play it off my mic because it's not...
Yeah. Remember this?
And intro music goes so... You can hear like the wee zips and zaps.
It's longer than I remember.
Yeah.
Yeah, 30 seconds.
Oh, well.
Well,
was that it?
We'll try to have more.
Is that it? I thought, because he always goes, he always says something as it intros in. He's like, we've got two teams here and we don't know who's going to win. It's Robot Wars.
That would be the least enticing. We've got two teams here. Fuck knows who's going to win it.
It's Robot Wars.
It's Robot Wars.
I used to always love the little guy that like was like a wedge and was just like boom, like
Chaos
like,
2.
Oh really?
Oh yeah that's wow. Stored. There's information that I should be taking in right now. I can't remember because I think about Chaos 2.
Yeah.
Yeah, Chaos 2 was just the flipper.
And who was the guy with like the drill on the front of his?
Sir Kill-A-Lot.
Oh yeah, maybe. And then they had the like demon. They had the like demon overlord.
Shunt. Was the one too.
He just went. Dunt.
He was the one with a big like fuck off like Shunt pickaxe on top of his thing, which just slam down.
That's right.
Yeah.
I think I've seen that one.
That was a great show.
There was only so many ways it could go though, because they'd make these robots with like.
The flipper never lost because he just went under and just flipped people upside down.
What was the point in the flamethrower?
I know, just heating a bit of metal.
Aye, like it would do nothing. Like,
but I think it added to atmosphere.
Yeah.
Because he wasn't killing anyone.
I mean, fuck Marvel. If you're high enough, that there is...
Oh yeah, absolutely.
That's as big as it gets. Like.
Absolutely.
Don't need CGI for that.
No, you do not.
But yeah, the most effective way to win was either to have a flipper or to have some sort of a like pickaxe that would just fucking dig through the robot.
Yeah, I remember that one.
That big guy with the big sword axe thing.
My favorite was whenever the robot lost through its own like... You know, like they went up a ramp the wrong way and fell
and
over.
Then he fell over.
And the guys are like, we've spent years working on this. We have no idea how to get it off its side.
No, but that was why the flipper was so good. He flipped up.
Yeah, if he was on...
He flipped
up. Yeah, he could flip out of it.
But the guy with the flamethrower wasn't flipping over, was he?
No, exactly.
He was just... pointless.
Yeah, you put the attributes in the wrong place.
Absolutely pointless. But no, can we go back to the...
Can we go back to the star?
Yeah. The tennis documentary.
Yes, Marty Fish.
Yeah. That was really,
great,
really good.
Great documentary. It's on Netflix. I think it's like a series, Untold Stories.
Yeah.
Yeah. Really, really good.
Because I grew up watching Andy Roddick, who is featured in the whole way along. Mm-hmm. And I hadn't really heard of Marty Fish. But a fascinating story.
Fascinating story.
All about like anxiety and like pressure. Oh, it was great. It was great. Whenever you immediately got rid of my suggestion, then we went back down to your four, like, and we picked this one. I'm glad we picked that over the Young Offenders thing.
Yeah.
Because I don't know if that Young Offenders thing was going
to
be good.
I think it could be funny, but I just need to sit down and like...
Yeah.
We should sit down and watch it someday where we're feeling a bit more silly. I was in the mood though to feel inspired.
That was
night.
An inspirational...
No, it definitely was.
Documentary. And it also made you think, oh, wow, what's wrong with me?
And you stayed awake too.
Yes.
Which was good, because the previous night...
Yes.
Man, I was so, like, buzzing
for weeks. I felt so bad.
For weeks, right? Whenever something comes out that I'm excited about, man. I just want to force people around me to also enjoy it.
I know.
And
I know how much
Shane Gillis dropped a new special this week. My favorite, like current, just, like, upcoming comedian.
Yeah,
right?
Yeah.
And at this stage, it's silly to say he's upcoming because the fucker's making a fortune off Patreon.
Yeah, right? He's flying.
But, you know, they once cancelled, you know, SNL, overnight got dropped off it, kind of just kept on grafting, doing his podcast, doing stand-up sets.
Podcast good. His podcast very good.
Yep.
It's a great watch.
Matt and Shane, great Matt podcast. Shane.
Yeah.
Go there and tell him we sent you.
Yeah. Just call him the boy sent me. That didn't work last time.
Yeah, go on their most recent podcast, just be like, here from Dirt Civil.
Yeah.
And maybe one of them be like, what the fuck's going on here?
Even if they said, what's Dirt Civil? That'd be good. Actually, guys, please do that. Go to Matt and Shane's podcast and just be like, we're here from Dirt Civil. They'd be like, what is going on? What's Dirt Civil?
But I know, I'm a big fan of Shane Gillis, and I think the way he handled his cancellation was very admirable.
Oh, nice.
I think he kept going. He didn't change up really what he was doing.
Yeah.
And yeah, it could happen to anybody at the end of the day.
Oh, yeah.
And I think that releasing a special now after having the time to sort of process what the fuck happened to him the past few years.
Yeah.
And he knocked it out of the park. The special is fucking hilarious. It's exactly what stand-up comedy should be, in my opinion.
Yeah.
And I really enjoyed it.
So. I liked it as well. The bits that you've seen.
Although, my brain... you woke up for an absolute storm.
Oh, yeah, yeah. It was the John Cena bit. No spoilers, but that was unbelievable.
So funny.
But, man, my brain was on overdrive because I was in the moment. Everyone will have been in this moment where you're so tired you can't keep your eyes open.
Yeah.
And I was like, McCann lives for watching other people enjoy his stuff, like experiences that he enjoyed. Honestly, Slander, like every song, like every album, if Tyler the Creator drops an album, McCann will make me listen to the whole thing and he'll be like this the whole way through. You like it? And then he'd go, what do you think of that? And I'm like, yeah. And then I knew you were going to ask me at the end of Shane Gillis' special, what do you think of that? And I could see you, like, seeing me sleeping. I felt so sad. I was so sad that I couldn't, you know, watch it all and take it in me. But I couldn't stay awake. Like,
every so often, there's just someone that comes along and I just have to completely stand the fuck out. Like, I just adore that person for like a certain period of time.
You do. And it would take a lot. It would take a lot to like, they would have to do something crazy for you to like say a bad word about them.
That's true.
Because
I'm loyal.
You're a loyal guy to the people you like. Tyler the Creator, Shane Gillis. What did you call Shane Gillis? The Young Bull. The Young Bull Shane Gillis. And who else? Well, that's
Chappelle.
Probably the big three.
Yeah.
But Chappelle's like, you know.
Yeah, he's a god.
Yeah, the goat of comedy. I'm sure a lot of comedians share your thoughts on that one. But I've actually never watched anything Dave Chappelle's done.
We should watch.
And I'll be awake and you can ask me what I think. And I'll feel good about
you
it.
I feel like everyone in life should watch Killing Them Softly. I feel like that should be a thing.
When was that special from?
When people talk about 100 movies you have to see before you die.
Right.
I feel like there's definitely not 100 stand-up specials to watch before you die.
No.
There's probably like 10.
What's the best stand-ups? Is that the best one you've ever seen?
So...
And where does Shane Gillis rank?
Killing Them Softly is one of my favorites ever in terms of like I can turn it on and laugh at every bit.
Uh-huh.
But one of the most culturally significant specials, if you're talking about that, is Sticks and Stones, because that was done at a time where everyone
was coming.
Was that
Dave Chappelle as well?
That was Dave Chappelle. It was the jumpsuit special. Very iconic in my opinion.
Okay.
It was basically him being like, you know, he came back after a hiatus and then everyone's like, you can't talk about this and this and this. And, you know, you're out of touch and you're old fashioned and, you know, you've got worse.
Yeah.
And he just did this whole fuck you. And I loved it.
Yeah.
Gillis' special ranks up. Like, he is on course to be one of the really, really fucking top tier comedians. His special actually reminds me a wee bit of like kind of Louis C.K. esque kind of stuff, you know?
Right.
In the early days. So I think Gillis is on course to be something really fucking
top notch.
You know what I mean? And the guy just loves
and he has a
crushing
great
beers.
Yeah. He's very like you. And you're very like him. Like, there is a lot of similarities.
I didn't realize he's only 33 as well. I thought he was older.
Yeah.
That's really good.
Man, he's the young bull.
Yeah, yeah.
You can't hold him back.
Which, that is young for a comedian.
Yeah, for sure.
Bunch of old fucks.
No, it is. It's fascinating. Like, a lot of the... But comedy is so interesting to me. Like, I've been around you for a long time. You've been doing it how many years now?
10 years this year.
Which is crazy. And... it's weird because you get some comedians that just come out of nowhere, but maybe they've been working for like 20, 30 years in the background.
That's the way to do it though, I think.
Or then you get some people that get like an instant bit of fame off something.
Yeah.
Who do you think has the longevity compared to the two? Do you think it's better like do all the clubs and build your way up and then you get your break?
Yes.
Because then you've got all the experience.
Yes.
Yeah.
I think
It's fascinating.
I don't know. I can't think of a stand-up example off top, but like someone like Ricky Gervais didn't get famous until he was like 40.
Yeah.
But he'd already lived a full life
yes.
by that point.
Which if is you, cool also. That's cool.
If
that's
you get
cool.
like a big fucking, you know, jump start in your 20s,
yeah.
you're still in your 20s. Uh-huh. Your 20s should be the year where you're fucking up and, you know, you're
yeah.
making mistakes and, you know, you're correcting them and you're figuring out who you are.
Yeah.
When someone's famous in their 20s, every mistake they make is on a platform
yes.
and to a public eye. And that's, they get so heavily scrutinized.
Yeah.
But at the end of the day, everyone makes mistakes and fucks up. But
yeah.
whenever you're an adult and you're in your 40s and you're a little bit more comfortable in who you are
mm-hmm.
and where you stand, I think you're able to handle all that shit a lot better.
Yeah.
You know?
So then you tend to probably have a smoother career.
I think so.
Because you can, you're like, if someone comes at you, you're like, you know.
There's less chance for you to fuck up, you know.
Yeah. But I suppose that, I think social media probably has a lot to answer for there because social media wasn't about when these boys were doing the...
Nah.
Clubs.
It's totally different now. Like, to be a comedian now...
You have to have nearly, like, an online presence, do you?
Yeah, you gotta be... Like, you're a fucking producer. You know, you gotta, like, get people to... You gotta make, like, nice flyers. And
yeah.
you gotta fucking put out online content. You gotta do podcasts. You gotta do... There's so much shit now. It's like, yeah. stand-up is just one component of it.
Yeah, crazy. Because I was listening to... I was listening to Geddes chatting to Mickey when I was out my walk this morning. And, they mentioned something about it, about not there being no club comics anymore. Like someone that gets paid just to do the clubs.
Which is honestly what I would love to do.
Yeah.
But I would love to do that.
It just barely exists
but
anymore.
It just doesn't really exist anymore. Like you have to sort of, my ideal scenario would be to keep having a podcast and to do tours, big yeah. tours.
You love, but you like, you love stand up, like
live and breathe it.
Yeah, you like you live for the moment that you get into the room, you stand on stage, you tell jokes, you make people laugh. Like that yeah. is what you live for.
Yeah.
A lot of people maybe don't like that side as much, or like the online stuff more, or like this, or like that.
Yeah. No, I'm Marty Fish. Me and Marty Fish are the exact same.
yeah.
Marty Fish says he was like, whenever I'm playing tennis, I can't think about any other shit. Same
yeah.
with stand up.
Yeah.
When I'm on
yeah.
stage, I don't have time to think. Fuck, what should I have for dinner tonight?
Yeah.
Or, oh, here's a mistake you made whenever you were 14 years old. Let's think about that for 2 hours.
But to be fair, see, I'm like, I'm the same when I play football. It's just a total escape. Like,
flow state.
I yeah, love it. It. I love it. And I was the same when I was rowing, just like completely in the moment.
Is that
and
how
when
you
I'm online
feel?
Coaching? Oh, yeah.
Yeah, when I'm riding my boat, that's how I'm feeling.
I was going to say the skateboard.
Yeah, oh yeah,
when
absolutely.
You're shredding the gnar.
No, but that's the thing.
Slanar, shredding the gnar.
That's why I got so much into comedy, because it's like, you get the same buzz that I would get through skateboarding or snowboarding, but there's no like physical consequence from
snowboard?
It.
Snowboard?
Yeah, if, yeah. I that's how I got into comedy. It's through
snowboard?
Like Scott Penman. Yeah, through snowboarding.
You got,
it is.
You got into comedy through snowboarding.
What an yeah. interesting origin story.
That's mad.
So if you know Scott Penman, he used to MC a lot of like snowboard competitions and stuff.
Okay.
And I was just such a big fan, but I would go to all of them and like always hang out with him with all the like snowboard film premieres and stuff. And then once we just started talking, I started coming to the comedy club, like in Camdish Arms.
Oh, yeah.
And then
yeah.
just like, oh, nice. I kind of want to give this a shot and stuff.
Nice.
But yeah, it's all the same feeling. Like, it's you get the exact same buzz from doing a kickflip to like just landing a fucking good joke. Like, it's.
It is.
Or I'm sure it's the same with like football. Like,
yeah, yeah. It's a high. Like, it's a high. Man, here, don't want to blow my own trumpet here, but I scored about 14 goals at the weekend there. I'm not lying. Like, no, I play in the comedians' football. I know what uh-huh. you're thinking. I know what you're thinking. Comedians can't play football. I know uh-huh. what you're thinking, but it's not true. It's a decent enough standard. But Tim was just in his flow state.
Uh-huh.
I was goal after goal, man.
So
and
can
I was
you not think about anything else when
no,
you're playing football?
No, I think about nothing else. Apart yeah. from the fact I can't feel my left arm, but I don't know what that is. It's weird.
I think everyone needs that. Everyone needs something like that in their life where it's
oh,
like an
yeah.
activity
yeah.
or a thing you can do where all you can do is focus on it.
Yeah.
It's almost
yeah.
like a ritual.
Like, that's why like grannies used to knit.
Oh, facts, man. Facts.
Like, you ever seen a gran like in pure flow state knitting?
Man,
that cardigan is getting fucking tanned up.
It's impressive. It's like it's actually impressive. I used to knit in primary school.
Man, the speed of their fingers. Most of them have osteoporosis and they're still fucking just like wedging it.
But they don't even. They can't feel their fingers. They're just like
yeah.
throwing things. They're like throwing ribbons. No, wait, throwing. wool? Throwing wool?
Granny's in the corner throwing ribbons.
Throwing ribbons. No, they're like throwing wool, but I used to knit them. Did you ever at primary school knit the pom-pom balls?
What?
So you used to like wrap the wool around this wooden or this like cardboard circle.
Right.
And you used to like pull it together, it would turn into a ball.
Uh-huh.
We used to play football with them. Sorry, that was a weird memory, but when he brought up knitting, I just had to bring it up.
What else is like more like flow state activities?
It is roasting in here.
People love yoga nowadays.
Oh, I love yoga.
Yeah, that's a very like I'm in the moment type thing.
Mm.
But there's two types of people that do yoga, I think. There's the people that genuinely enjoy.
I do yoga, so
like
just
the
be,
process yeah. of yoga, and like, you know, they want to stay fit and active, and yeah. they want to, you know, kind of clear their mind a little bit. And then there's people that if they don't get on a mat for a lock hours a day, they'll shank someone.
Aye. They need it.
Psycho
bastards. It's like the only thing they have in control.
Yeah, exactly.
Is the yoga. Everything else in life is just chaos.
There you go.
That's a fact.
Fucking slam on the psycho atlas.
Brian Cox slam. Everyone's Brian Cox today. I was Brian Cox this morning. You're Brian Cox, man. It's crazy.
Sort of got. Sometimes I like, there was a girl that I live with in that fucking pod house, and she used to just be on that mat every day. And then she would come in and she'd be like, make some sort of passive aggressive dig, like, stop doing your dishes. I'm like, you better fucking namaste in that mat for another 2 hours.
No, but washing dishes is also a flow state, I think.
That,
if you get into it, like,
it's not my thing, like. And it's not your thing.
No. But to be fair, right, here's my thoughts on how to be a good housemate, right?
Do you know whose thing it is? It's Mark's thing.
That's
he
true.
Loves washing dishes.
All you gotta do is keep the communal area tidy, right? Whatever you do in your own pit, that's your business, right? But the communal area must be tidy.
See, my bedroom is spotless. But then I leave plates about.
Yeah.
I'm getting better. Because Mark is like... Yeah, he's borderline psychotic when it comes to cleaning up, like, but which is good, which is really good because he keeps the place really clean. He keeps us on top of hoovering and stuff. Yeah.
We made a little like transaction today. Like, we were living in fucking, you know, 16th century times. Yeah. I was like, I'll trade you because we had to leave here to get to do the podcast. Right. And I was like, I have a big fat load on and I'm also doing some washing.
That was a great joke.
And I was like, I'll cut you a deal. I was like, I will be in, I owe you one favor, right? If you can hang up my washing for me as soon as it's done, okay? All right. And he goes, well, I'm cashing the favor in right now. And I was like, you son of a bitch.
That wasn't the deal, but anyway.
I was like, what was it? And he goes, or what is it? Because it was present tense. And he goes, I need you to hoover.
Mm.
So man, I got Henry out.
Yeah.
And by the way, does any Henry the Hoover have the end bit that works perfectly?
Yeah, I know.
Because I use one in work, the one in our house, and the one in my home.
Yeah.
None of them have ends that work properly.
I feel like once they're like used for 2 weeks, that's it, done.
Like they just slant at a certain angle and they never return to the original
place. They're never proper. But Henry was the OG great Hoover, but I have a feeling Dyson's on his back.
Oh, Dyson slam dunked them.
Aye.
Henry was like the likable kind of like, you know, nostalgia character that was always kicking about, but Dyson came out and went, here, fuck this kid's panto.
Yeah.
Let's and put also, this thing to rest.
Henry's just not doing his job. If he was doing his job effectively now.
Yeah. Well, do you know what it is? Henry's been involved for so many years that at some point you lose love for the game. Like,
yeah, he's probably out of the sucking game.
Yeah.
The Hoover game. They brought out Henrietta. What's the point of that?
Yeah, what was the fuck was that about?
Was it different?
Yeah, because, well, see, Henrietta got on the scene, and sometimes people get in their relationships, they lose focus of some of their goals.
Yes. So they're just bunking off with each other. Yeah. No one's floor is getting cleaned. But no, the flat dynamic is really, I'm really enjoying it.
Yeah, it's
I'm
good.
Really enjoying living with you boys, Nick.
It's good.
I must say.
Yeah, you boys are both good housemates, you know.
Thank you.
Yeah.
Is that it? No other?
No. Really bad. Not really. I've never had
bad
real horror housemate stories. Like,
no.
Well.
I haven't really either.
No, I haven't.
But I did have a housemate at uni. First year of uni, because I got into my degree pretty late, so the halls were pretty like, you know, scraping the barrel for where I was going to be. So I was in a mixed flat with six people.
Uh-huh.
Now, these six people could have been anyone. Yeah. It could have been anyone.
And I got those kind of...
One guy was Gaz, who's one of my best mates.
Nice.
Was great. We lived beside each other, so that was real nice.
Yes.
And we actually got to know each other on a Facebook group before we moved.
Oh, wow.
Which was really good as well, which was nice. And then the guy beside me really liked weed. Like, really liked weed.
Like, so are we talking smoke weed?
Smoke. Oh, every day. I couldn't leave my window open, so...
How was he able to afford it?
I don't know, man. he was one of them guys that had a constant supply of weed. It was now, my first experience of weed too. Yeah.
Would the smell leak from his room?
Oh yeah, into my room. Yeah, yeah. I was hotboxing my room every other night without even trying to. Like. Yeah. And then my other flatmates, you know, a couple of them were weird, a couple of them were nice, but it was an okay experience. But since then, I've had all good like flatmates.
I honestly feel that since living in the pod house, I could shack up with nearly anybody. Because I've been exposed to so many different like personality types.
Yeah.
And I'd just be like, oh, like, you know, there's nothing in this person that I don't think I've seen a version of somewhere before.
But I think you're right. As long as you keep the communal areas tidy and you're easy to get on with, you're fine. Uh-huh. Some people I couldn't live with. Like, And then I feel like when you do live with them, you realize like this is a big mistake.
What's the top, like, what's your like non-negotiable in terms of a flatmate? Like they have to be able to do this or they have to not
do
this.
Do you know
what
my number one would be?
What's that?
I couldn't live with someone that came in and like chatted about other people.
Yes.
Every night.
Gossips?
Gossips.
Gossipy little bitches?
Yeah. Your facts.
Yeah.
I couldn't. I just couldn't.
Yeah, I don't really like that either.
That's a big thing in Northern Ireland as well. Uh-huh. Remember I wrote a wee blog about it?
You did.
Northern Ireland Attitude. And
so drop the mic.
Sorry. It was that good. But no, I just don't like that. That would be number one. And number two would just be general, like just a good person.
Yeah.
Which is, you know, pretty bland and pretty vague, but you guys are good people and you don't backstab anyone.
Yeah.
Yeah.
We gaslight each other. But that's about it.
Yeah, there's a lot of gaslighting happens in our house.
Yeah, but it's because you bring it up.
No,
me and Mark wouldn't have known what it was.
No,
because
I know
you two
scheme. You two sit in the house and scheme all
night.
While I'm out there making people laugh, you two are at the house scheming, being like, how can we make this guy lose his mind this week? With our gaslighting accusations.
You're Marty Fish. You're overthinking it, man. It's not. There's no gaslighting going on. I probably do it subconsciously, maybe sometimes, without thinking. But... you never know.
What time are we on, Slanner?
Well, so it's 3:12. If that tells you.
How long have we been going?
Oh yeah, right. That's the one I should be looking at. 47 minutes.
47 minutes. All right, do another 14. But yeah, no. This week's been a good week. This week has, you know, I'm trying to figure out how the fuck to properly run a comedy club. And
that's a new experience for you.
It is a new experience.
Also, you got 15k followers.
I did.
Big thing.
Yeah,
I went on Instagram and I thanked everyone because
that was nice. That's the first time you've been on Instagram.
Yeah, I don't really like social media anymore, like at all.
Yeah.
I don't know what it is. I just feel like every time I go on, I'm just like.
I get that.
Yeah.
I get that.
Like, Twitter is a fucking cesspit.
See, I'm not even on Twitter.
And Instagram is not much better. You know? No. It's a different type of disgusting. Mm. Twitter's like the, are you still mad? What are you mad about now?
Yeah.
What are you mad about today?
Yeah.
You fucking whinge. And then Instagram's more like, either, it's funny whenever it's like, it's either the stereotypical, like, here's how class my life is.
Yeah.
Or the other one, which is, guys, don't believe everything you see in social media. And you're like, but this is a social media post for you to get likes, you fucking.
Yes, it is. I know it's such a random one. Instagram's the only one that I'm really properly on. Facebook? Who's that? It's gone.
Voters. Yeah.
Facebook's
voters.
Gone.
Is a bunch
bacon
of
bacon boat community.
A bunch of fucking racists. A bunch of racist boomers screaming at each other.
Do the boat community hang out in Facebook?
Yeah, I think it is like majority of boomers, so it's like. Oh,
yeah.
So they kind of dictate which social media is used.
Fair. Are you thinking of moving the boat anytime soon? Are you
still? I don't know, man. I'm still having problems with my engine, so like I'm still at Victoria Park and like the Canal and River Trust are kind of like pressuring me to move.
Man, the captain? Given slander.
He's got Hackney Wick. That would be my next big destination.
Is the captain giving out?
Giving out.
Yeah. Oh, sorry. giving out. Like, is the captain complaining in any way?
No, the morale is still strong.
That's good.
Emotional toll is there, but
that's good. Nice. That's good. Hackney Wick would be a nice place to.
Yeah, I think so. It's a bit out of the way. East London is just so badly connected, man. It's just impossible to get to Central or this, like, south of the river.
Yeah, that's fair. No, but he's talking about the river, man.
Oh, yeah.
We get the tube. It's not too bad on the tube.
We're on the tube.
The river links. Have you ever been out by, like, the little mill place where they do the concerts?
Oh.
That's got a bit of water around it. Don't know if I've ever seen anything close.
I like you're just like, where is a bit of water that you could slam that hang up at?
But no.
Mill Water, where is that?
It's like, it's near us. It's near us. But they do concerts, which we, what did they do last week? Boiler Room? The boiler, have you heard of that, Santa? The Boiler Room?
This is a fucking boiler room.
This, boiler room. This place is ridiculous.
Man, your head is soaking. Are you alright?
Man, it's hot.
But I'm in a long sleeve tee right now.
Man, what did I tell you about sweat?
My face is dry.
Fit people sweat more, okay? this is the science behind it. Brian Cox over here. Fit people sweat more because it shows your system's working well, okay? So I'm dripping over here.
Man, Slanner's as fucking dry as a carrot too.
No, I'm just keeping it
dry
on
as
inside.
A carrot?
Carrots are dry as fuck,
that's
man.
Fair. That's fair. That's
man, don't be embarrassed of your perspiration. It's grand. Like,
no, I know I'm not embarrassed, but I was going to say it reminded me of you trying to get me caught out on the carrot thing yesterday.
What was the carrot thing?
It was a TikTok and you were like, oh man, come over here. Come over here. This girl can guess what vegetable you're gonna be. And it got to that and I said broccoli.
I think you knew what was happening though.
I didn't know.
I think you heard the crunch and you associated that with a carrot I'm going to go for a different
one. Man, I didn't know what was happening.
Because the broccoli crunch, just different wavelength altogether.
Man, I didn't know what was happening.
What's your favourite crunch?
Captain.
It is great cereal, to be fair.
I got a new cereal this week. Well, it's actually not a new cereal, but it's a really good mix with Weetabix Minis. Rice Krispies shapes.
Right.
Multigrain shapes.
Right.
Really, really nice, man, I must say.
What's the shapes?
They're like little men. They're like little men, like little multigrain shapes.
Like the Snap, Crackle, and Pop characters?
Yeah. No, but they don't taste like Rice Krispies. They're sweeter.
Right, okay.
They're probably worse for you, like.
Yeah.
But I really enjoyed it.
Do you enjoy it with oat milk? Yeah, oat milk.
Oat milk?
Oat milk.
Or
no, just normal milk. Yeah. Normal milk.
I take normal milk on the cereal. I can't.
Yes.
Oat milk on cereal just wouldn't. It wouldn't be my thing, Mick.
I go oat milk and coffee now.
I like oat milk and coffee.
But yeah. I think it tastes nicer.
It completely changes the taste. Like.
It does. It tastes more like a kind of dessert-y, which I like.
It's sweeter.
Big fan of dessert.
Yeah.
We
should have got cheesecake last night, man.
Yeah, there's a place near us. What do you call it? British Cheesecake Co. And
so horny.
Cheesecakes.
I got cheesecake like the first week I was here.
Yeah.
And I remember I sent Mum a picture. She was like, oh, that is so cool. Because I was like, it's just something we can't do at home. Like,
what, have a guy come on a bike and deliver you cheesecake?
Yeah.
Probably a good reason.
Fitna, we can't do that. We can't do that in Fitna. We can barely just about get, like, takeaway. where I am, like, I'm on the edge of nowhere at home. So it's nice being able to just get anything. But it's also a bit crazy because in London, like, you're an experienced junkie, we already know this, but in London, you can do something all the time.
Yes, that's great.
It's a bit much.
That's what I want to do.
I like chilling out sometimes.
Yeah.
And you're like, you were sitting in the chair and then you start to shake.
Man,
I can't be here.
See, I'm at the house, right?
Right.
I don't know what it is because this doesn't happen to me when I'm at home.
There's nothing to do.
Like, home. Not but like I can just sit in my home, no problem, and like binge series and binge documentaries, and I don't really give a fuck. I'll just sit on my phone all day. I don't really care. Mm-hmm. But see, out here, I cannot do that. It was the same in LA. I couldn't sit in the house. I'm like, there's something to do somewhere here tonight with people. What the fuck are we doing in this flat? What the fuck are we doing sitting here watching goddamn Clickbait or whatever the fuck
man,
you guys are watching?
That's a great show. That's a great show.
We need to get out and experience life.
See, Mark's similar to me. He likes to chill out too.
I hate chilling out, man.
You're like always on the go. But man, it's not sustainable.
It is.
It's a sustainable lifestyle.
It is.
You can't be going to the cinema every night.
Yes, I can. Because I've got Odeon Limitless.
Yes, well, we do have Odeon Limitless. And we'll not be back at that other cinema. Will not be named.
No, I'll be sticking to the Odeon for time.
We were actually invited. We were invited. It sounds like we were just invited because we were members. Yeah.
It was the way I remember.
Yeah, just an email list. Yeah, to the opening of that new cinema in the West End.
It couldn't have been a more generic.
No, it couldn't have been. I'm trying to make it sound like we were invited. But it couldn't have been more generic.
It's like whenever Tesco emails you and be like, do you want to join our loyalty fucking club
card? Like, guys, I got a black card for Tesco. But I got invited to the premiere of the Marvel film when the Omniplex at OMA opened.
Nice, man.
For being a local businessman.
That's as A-list as it gets.
Man, I was A-list. I was there. It was me and all the local celebs.
Man, that's big scheming. Like.
Man, it was great as well. And that Omniplex is really, really good. But the Odeons, I must say, you said the popcorn's better. I'm not sure.
No, that's a key factor for a cinema to me.
Because the popcorn, whenever we were there that last night, was a little bit...
Yeah, but we went really late that time, and also it had been sitting there for a while. Wait, but the sweetness of it.
Wait, Aaron, so, you know, because you lived in LA, and I always wondered, what is it like when you put butter on popcorn? What is
I don't
that
agree
like?
With it at all.
Yeah, because it looks so excessive.
Because the butter comes out of, like, you know, one of them we like a ham
soap. Yeah. And they put it on the popcorn?
And it, like, man, it's pure liquid. Like, it literally is...
And what do you... How do you eat it?
You just squirt it on top of it. So you get your bag, and you get the popcorn, and you bring it over to the butter thing, and you just fucking...
Do you put it on yourself?
Oh, I.
So you can put as much butter on there as you want?
No, I.
And then do you eat it with a fork? Or do you just...
No, you just... That's all right, too. Like, your hands are, like, all, like...
Buttery?
Buttery.
That's disgusting.
Oh, that's weird.
I've never heard of that, but you're Americans. You're crazy.
What about me the time we went for an Italian there and your man came over the Parmesan was like, tell me when to stop and I just
went.
They just never stopped.
He was just, and then he was like, sir?
He like passively aggressively looked at me as if to say, you're taking the piss. Yes. And I'm like, no, keep going. It was just, did I tell you to stop?
You had a full plate of cheese.
Hey, Vincenzo, keep going.
That was actually a very average meal as well.
I couldn't see my pasta at the time. Like, it was just covered.
He was nearly starting to grate his fingers. It was just down. You were like, no, just keep going, man. I just love cheese, bro. You were trying to get the most out of your money.
Fucking right.
Because I was actually going to say,
I'll get out of the Tupperware box here and put it on my back.
To be fair, the fancy restaurants around here, like, you get a tiny portion.
Ah, oh, man,
you were like,
fucking sick.
I got to double up on cheese.
Listen, I love big portions. That's how you get me into a place. Yeah. The food could be mediocre as fuck, but see if it's a big portion, I'm there.
You love a big portion.
I love a big portion. Like,
yeah.
This place was small portion, and like, don't get me wrong, like, the food was good, like, but I just don't know.
If I'm getting a small portion, you better blow my socks off.
Yeah.
Like, you better bring the heat.
Yeah.
What are you going to say?
No, I just...
You're going to say something smart.
No, I wasn't. No, but
Michelin star, like, high-end small portions, it's got to taste unbelievable.
You know, like, see that, you know, I have a terrible crippling addiction at the minute where every time I go out, I find myself... with a triple cheeseburger in my hand?
Yes.
From McDonald's?
Yes.
Like, I'll black out, right? And then I black in, and I'm just holding a cheeseburger. And I don't know how it got
That's
there.
That's your default setting. And I'm just going and get a cheeseburger.
Well, it's okay. Everything's grand.
Yes. Right?
We'll just eat this. We'll go to bed. That's the end of the night.
You could, to be fair, you could be blacking out in worse places.
Yeah, that's true.
Like, you could black out and then get hit by a car and then wake up dead.
Ever woke up dead?
Have you ever woke up in hospital? Like,
I woke up dead.
That would be woke.
Yeah.
No, do you know what I mean? Like, I, like, you could.
What would you do if you woke up and you're in a casket?
Well, no.
You're like, how did my family fuck up so bad?
I'd like to think that'll never happen. It's actually one of my biggest fears, being buried alive.
Well, man, that's a totally irrational.
You think it's because of
fear.
Kill Bill? Like,
huh?
Because in Kill Bill, she got, like, put into a casket.
Yes.
And she had to, like, punch herself.
I've never seen that. That's the doll that wears the yellow and black outfit with a big sword. I've never seen that. Yeah,
but it's so
volumes.
Iconic that you knew that, you know?
Yeah. I remember the front of the cover. But, no. Well, I was going to say something completely. Oh, yeah.
That's why, see, if I die, can you chuck me, like, an iPhone or something?
Oh, right.
Like, with a battery pack, at least 2 charges. And then at least I can have like a couple of scrolls or like listen to an album.
When you
or
die, and I like, if I'm at the wake or whatever, I hope this never happens, by the way. Can we just touch wood right away?
Wood's been touched.
Yeah.
Got my hand on my dick.
Woodsy, shout out Woodsy. But no, if I'll just slip a phone and a torch into the bottom of the casket. And then when they're lowering you down, they're like, who put the torch in here?
What song are you getting lowered down to?
Here Comes the Girls. Here Comes the Girls.
And then Kiss. God gave rock and roll to you.
Oh my days.
Man, if you heard that
man,
song.
Man, I don't really want to pick my funeral music. Like, I'm not going to lie. Play whatever you want. Actually, I'll give you the free reign now. Can you play something from someone that I like? Actually, maybe play Slow Tie.
A bit of Slow Tie.
Or Little Uzi Vert.
Man, I was trying to bully our housemate this week to go to see Little Uzi Vert with me.
You even did. You tried with me for about 5 seconds and realized it wasn't going to happen.
Yeah, I knew it wasn't going to happen, but like, I don't know. I just, again, it was one of those things where I was like, I'm not like a big Little Uzi Vert fan.
Mm-hmm.
I like enough of his songs that I'd go see him in concert.
But I just know it'd be a good experience.
Yeah, well, exactly. You're an experience. That's what I want. You just want the experience. You would go to anyone. If someone told you there's going to be a good night and it was just a random, you'd be like, man, we didn't need to go here.
Yeah,
like,
let's go.
Someone on Twitter said it's
there's
good.
So many things to do in life, man.
Yes, I know.
You know?
I know.
And there could be so many things that you like. Like me, for example, when I went to go see Hairspray, I think it's going to be fucking bullshit. And then
unbelievable.
I came out and I was like, why can't life be a musical?
My mum was jealous of that. She loves Hairspray.
That was so good, man. That was fantastic.
We should go. We should do a house night out to the West End.
Yeah.
We'll do that. And we'll go watch something. I'd love to watch Wicked.
Yeah, apparently it's lethal.
Yeah. But like, apparently they're all pretty decent.
Yeah, they're all good.
Have you been to see anything?
Yeah, yeah. I saw that when I was growing up. And then also like the play about Robbery in Piccadilly Circus. Really good.
Robbery in Piccadilly. What's it called? No,
well, and actually, the one that I really want to see that I still haven't seen is Book of Mormons by the guys who wrote South Park.
Yeah. Yeah. Apparently, it's amazing.
And it's a theater show?
Yeah,
what
yeah.
What was the one? Robbery in Piccadilly?
Yeah, it's like a play about robbery, but it's just like insane because they like...
And it was in Piccadilly?
Yeah, like right in Piccadilly.
That title's bang on.
Pick a pocket?
What?
That could be what you call it. Because it's a...
Because
robbery in Piccadilly?
Oh, right.
Pick a pocket?
Why?
I don't know.
Robbery and pick a pocket.
I thought it was pretty good, but...
Piccadilly robbery?
No.
But to be fair, whenever you said the title, I knew exactly what you were talking about. So that's a good title.
Yeah, it's this guy. That's actually
just get that cool water hit. Man, you looked at me like you just absolutely zoned out.
Swallowed an ice cream. Oh, fuck.
Oh, my
right, it's an absolute sweat box here. I'm going to get the fuck out of here.
It's been a great one, but it's been very warm.
Man, you're perspiring. I know you're healthier, but like, yeah, Jesus Christ.
I'm perspiring a lot.
Right, we got to get the fuck out of here. Slanner, thanks a million, man, for helping us produce the cast.
Thank you.
As
shout
always,
out to
legend.
All our listeners. Shout out to everyone who listens to the show. Shout out to everyone who shares it on Instagram, views it. It's all much appreciated. We appreciate you.
It's so lovely. And even like at your gig, having all the people come over and saying nice words about the podcast, it's always lovely.
Yeah, nice people.
Very, very
it's
nice.
A real community. It's amazing.
It's good shit.
That's what it is. Right. That's what it is, Slanner community.
All right. All the best.
God bless.